Hey, 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 what's up, party people?
Let's go! Shithead's fucking podcast. Shithead's fucking podcast. Shithead's fucking podcast. Shithead's fucking podcast. Fuck yeah!
And it's just, yeah, it's insane. It's fucking...
Oh, daddy.
Hey.
That's the attitude I like.
He's getting worked up. What's up, Chip?
That's the attitude I like.
You do?
Yeah.
You like a little feisty?
I like when I walk in, Zach says, Daddy's here. That should be the attitude of the entire crew.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Sorry, okay. Chip.
I know where my bread's buttered.
That's, I like that expression, too. Can I use that?
Anytime.
Yeah. Fucking bread's buttered on the, how can I make that better? On the crust? I don't know.
You can have buttered crust.
Yeah. Do you eat the crust on a sandwich?
Yeah, I throw the rest out. I actually just like to cut the crust, and I hold it under my gums.
Like a mouthpiece in the UFC.
Yeah, and I walk around with it. I let the bread soak into my gums.
You're a good kid, then.
Does it get soggy and come out?
Yeah, it does, but a lot of times we wouldn't have money for sandwiches when I was a boy. Ow!
Sorry, I'm sorry.
God damn it, babe.
Just make sure you got a place to rest your arm.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
It's much better. Yeah, but I would just kind of hold the crust under my lip like that. It would just kind of soak in. We didn't have a lot of money for food when I was a boy.
What was your favorite snack?
You go first.
I'm going to say Crustables.
What's a Crustable?
Like you said, instead of the Uncrustable, it's just a crust.
Oh, all right.
Poor kids had to eat the crust.
I guess so, right?
I didn't know about removing the crust until I got to like I was an adult, and the first time I saw a kid ask for the crust to be removed was the first time I knew that that was an option.
I've never seen that.
That was a real rich kids thing to do.
Remove the crust?
Yup.
Just complaining for no reason.
Yeah, I would never get away with that.
No?
It's a waste of food.
Yeah.
You would eat all of it.
Chip, what do you think?
No.
Well, you look good.
That way you put the... You should have put the other one down.
I'm sorry, Chip.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
That's better. God damn it, that was really bothering me. I was too embarrassed to say anything. What was your favorite snack when you were a kid?
Popcorn.
I like fucking popcorn, too. Do you pop it? You ever eat it like without popping it?
No, it gets stuck in your teeth like that.
I didn't even know how you...
That was your thing, though, because then you had snacks for later.
I didn't know about it when I was a kid. My mother brought, a whole fucking jar of it, these little hard kernels, and I didn't know what you were supposed to do with them. So that was how I ate them for, 3 years, and someone's like, how come you're not popping them? I didn't know any better.
Oh, yeah.
I would just take those kernels, and I would just, again, hold them under my gums.
With the crust.
Sometimes, yeah, on a holiday, you know, not very often.
You should open a restaurant called Crust and Kernels.
No, I shouldn't. Nobody would go there.
Well, Dave's people love anything made by kernels.
Yes, my people. I am the king of the blacks.
Are you really? I got questions.
King David. Here I am.
All right, that makes sense. I'm woke. What do you want to ask a black man?
Jesus.
8 inches.
Oh, wow. All right.
Wow.
How did you know?
She was going to ask Garth.
My DVD player back.
From my TV back. It's different than a DVD joke.
Yeah.
Because DVDs are smaller.
Right, yeah. Stealing a TV is harder.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's probably easier. A flat screen's easier to carry than a big fucking tube TV.
They're lighter.
Although years ago, I had the big one that you could push on wheels. You remember those?
Yeah.
The giant ones, they would come like big flat screens, but they had a giant back, and they came on wheels like a cabinet.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like the ones in school that were like on that cart with nothing else on it.
Yeah, that's how they'd show films in school in the front of the class.
Yeah.
I had a question. I forgot what I was going to ask.
For a black dude or just a
No, before
question?
That. God damn it. What were you guys talking about when I came in?
Glasses.
We're talking about glasses.
Who's wearing them? Are they new? Them.
No, I've had them for a while.
Oh, you're near or far-sighted?
Nearsighted.
Okay, wait a minute. What are they all fucking... Where'd you get them from fucking... ManyShapes.net?
That's where I met my wife.
What, are you gonna fucking square in a circle? What the heck are you doing? What's next? A fucking triangle and a pentagram?
Dude, that would be fucking sick.
How come you got a circle? What? They didn't have your size, so you just put them together?
It fucks people up, and you're the king of accessories, so I just kind of step up my game.
Yeah, I fucking recognized it immediately, too, as soon as I walked in.
Although, something's like, different about you,
something's
Chip.
Something's different, but...
What are you missing?
Hopefully a few pounds. Probably not. Norton had a rough week in L.A.
Is it the hat? You don't have no hat today.
No, I don't.
Are you done with hats now?
No, I just forgot it today.
Yeah?
But sometimes I like to just kind of be, what are you doing? Getting tampon out?
No, well.
What is that?
Someone sent me a gift, Chip.
Oh, what is it?
Well, you'll tell me. They know how much I love you, so.
Oh, that's really nice. It looks like fucking, can you see that? Of course you can't, because it's carved in white. It's fucking, it's a heart with Chipperson in it. Piss. Pass it around.
Oh, this is hard. Is this a cup holder? Or?
It has a little suction that you're supposed to stick on the window. It's a window hanging, but it broke off when I was pulling it out of my purse.
Is that made of ivory?
I thought it was a Christmas tree on it or something.
I don't think so.
Oh, like elephant tusk?
Oh, I hope so. I hope right now there's a fucking elephant with one tusk bleeding. Oh, and they made this and then threw the rest of it out. Just threw it in the
trash. They carved it out of one tusk.
Yeah.
You got to get rid of everything that's not the tiny heart with Chip on it.
Yeah, the elephant had to stand still the whole time. You ever see when their feet are chained up? It's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
They love it. What are you looking at? You making a phone call?
No, it's the person that sent it to me. He has an Etsy shop that he sells stuff on, but I'm not seeing the link to the Etsy shop.
God damn it. How much does he want for this?
I mean, that's a gift.
I'm suing him.
You're going to sue him?
Yup, if he's using my life. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask.
Wait, Chip, could you hold that up to yourself real quick?
Yeah.
A little closer? Look, Chip's got a big heart on.
God damn it. I thought you were going to go with something like, what are there, two chips in town or something?
Also good.
Yeah, God, but yours is pretty good, too.
I was born for this fucking show, dude. Yeah,
you are. Birthed, I would say. Let me ask you something. That's what I wanted to ask you when I walked in. Now, I'm going to be filming something for your friend after. Obviously, I see the film crew outside, so we're doing a movie. I'm very psyched about it. Talk to me about it. What do I got to learn? What's the script?
Well, I really wanted to do, Chip, if it's okay, and I don't want to waste your time, I got a buddy who's a pro wrestler.
Oh, sure.
And he's a huge fan of yours, and he's got a big match, and I was going to record a little promo, and it's me telling him good luck. And then I turn the camera, and you're there because he's got the power of Chipomania running through his veins for good luck.
Okay, what's his name?
Twitch.
Twitch. Okay, and what's his fucking opponent's name?
Crowbar.
Twitch is wrestling Crowbar. And where is it happening?
The ECW Arena in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
wow.
Twitch, what's the wrestling promotion?
I can't remember, but... His name is Twitch because in real life he has Tourette's.
Oh, that's great. Okay, a friend of mine has Twitches with man bosoms as well. Let's do it. Let's knock it right out. Go ahead. Pull your phone out. We'll knock it right out.
I thought you were about to hock him.
Sorry, you know, I got to warm up, Pample. You know how it is. Got to get the vocals going. I got to warm up.
Mamie my momo.
Okay.
You ready?
Yup.
Lucas Twitch DeSangro, tomorrow, when you walk onto the hallowed grounds of the ECW Arena and you get between those ropes with Crowbar, you have my full support. But you need more than that. So it's not just the Amigaholics on your side, my friend. No! You have the power of Chipomania! Tell him, Chip.
There will be wrestling. And you will best your opponent. Twitch will wrestle in the wrestling ring, and he will best Crowbar, who will bend as if he is made of clay or putty or something of that nature. Twitch will do this and yell profanity in the ring, and Crowbar will not know what hit him. He will be bested.
That's right, Twitch. It is I. And the sweet son of beautiful Dolores in your side. We'll see you in the ring.
That was amazing.
Thank you very
much.
That was amazing.
I'm a natural.
Clearly.
It comes right out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very, very much.
Just flows. Yeah, it kind of comes right out.
No hesitation.
No, not at all. I know how to do a wrestling promo, believe me.
They should call you Metamucil, how fluid you are.
That's fucking good. Metamucil house. Yeah, I used to drink a lot of Metamucil.
Really?
Makes you very gassy.
Oh, I'm already gassy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I think I have IBS, but my blackness and my ghetto-ness won't allow me to admit it.
IBS? Oh, no. Why don't you go do something about it if your bowels are all cranky and whatnot?
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you do? I think they just tell you.
I eat like a lot of fucking, a lot of spicy foods. It's good for you.
A lot of saturated fats.
Yeah. Fried spicy foods, drink it.
I've never liked spicy, and mainly for the after effect. I stay away from spicy for that.
That's what you got to eat more of it. That's good for your IBS.
You got to clear it out.
You clear it out?
Yeah, you got to get through it. You got to like go through. It's like pushing through dawn till day, you know?
Yeah. Just empty the tank first, right?
Yeah.
All right, so your friend is a wrestler. What is he, a heavy guy, big guy?
No, he's a cruiserweight. He's a tiny guy. He's great, though.
What's cruiserweight? Is that like a gay thing?
Like, yes. Oh. Well, I wish. No, he's like a lightweight.
All right, well, is that 155? I don't know what it is in
probably,
boxing.
Yeah, probably a little lower than that.
Oh, okay.
He got a lot of top. He can move. He can go. He's a good kid.
When he hits, does he do this? I can step on the ring.
No, he usually goes like this.
Oh, cool. Fucking
like a horse?
Yeah. Fucking chitty, makes, chitty, bang, bang. I like that.
Weird horse noises.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah, he's the best.
Oh, fuck. Here
that's,
he comes.
That's fun on a 5-hour road trip.
Oh, I'm sure it is. How many times are you going to say Wilbur? God damn it. Wish you could remember Mr. Ed, babe.
Do people with Tourette's, do they still like spaz in their sleep?
No, it's weird. So he does it all day, but when he sings, he stops.
Really?
It's really odd. Yeah, he does like acoustic music, and he doesn't do it during that. And then the second he's fucking done, he's back to the fucking.
I feel like a terrible
hibbity dibbities.
Oh,
a guy like that won America's Got Talent a few years ago, and I just totally called bullshit. I thought he was faking.
No. He's walking through the gay pride parade. Look at these. I'm so happy to be here. Just sings his way out of it. I understand. Fucking can't help himself.
That guy that won America's Got Talent was enraging.
Yeah. What'd he do?
And he'd be like, fucking today, Junior.
Yeah. And then you put a piano in front of him, he turns into John Legend.
Yeah, with Foghorn Leghorn. So wait, the guy was a good peanut? Wait.
Chip.
Babe, what does it sound like I'm saying?
It's not even say penis. Penis, yeah.
Oh, let's enjoy that. Who's quiet out there?
Mm-hmm.
What are they? Can you hear them talking out there while I'm doing
just
my show?
Yapping away.
So unprofessional.
Damn it. There's one show that keeps the lights on. What they're doing.
Disrespect. I wouldn't take it.
No, I'm not going.
I'd throw your weight around.
Okay. Open the door for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Keep it down out there. All right, close the door.
No reason to be too harsh.
Right.
Chipperson doesn't want to step on any tussies, you know.
Oh, shit.
All right, so what's your friend's? Talk to me about your friend, the wrestler, because is he going to be like in fucking the WWE?
He's trained at the Monster Factory, which a lot of guys from there go to WWE.
What's the Monster Factory?
It's a wrestling school.
The energy drink?
No, it's older than that, actually. It's from the 80s or 90s. But yeah, it's a place where wrestlers train. A bunch of guys are in WWE now, all went there. Very, very talented kid.
You a Hulkamaniac?
I like him. I don't like him as a wrestler. But I like him as like a political figure. Like I agree with a lot of what he has to say.
Yeah, I like him as a porn guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, big hog.
Like a thermos.
Yeah. Just giving Bubba's wife a good one.
Somebody had to.
I respect that in the Hulk.
Is there a more Florida thing that's ever happened? than a man getting caught saying the N-word on a sex tape while he had sex with his friend's Bubba's wife.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, it's just 100% through and through. It's a great tape.
So bloated.
You're bloated?
No, that's what he says. It.
He goes, oh, I ate like a pig last night.
Oh, he felt bloated.
And then his ringtone is his daughter's music. Yeah. So there's just a brief second where he's fucking to his daughter singing.
Mm. Oh, that's awesome. She's got a nice voice, though. I mean, we can tease, but I've seen her in concert. She was very good.
You saw Brooke Hogan?
Yep.
What's your favorite song?
My Dad's a Hulkamania.
Doesn't she do Hulkster in Heaven? Didn't she cover that? That was a very sad song.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor boy wanted to go see him wrestle at Wembley, and he passed away.
Oh.
Very sad.
How old was he?
Five.
Five? Did he fall out a window?
No, I think he had cancer.
Oh, okay.
He didn't take his vitamins and say his prayers.
That's right. He was a bad boy.
Yeah.
That's right. Hulk was going to wrestle at Wembley. Boy, the empty seat there. Hulk wrestled at Wembley. I remember that.
Sam, I'm confused. Hulk's not dead, is it?
No.
No, but there was Hulkster in Heaven.
Okay.
It's a great song. You don't remember it?
There was Hulkster in Heaven. There was I Want to Be a Hulkamaniac.
These are Brooke Hogan songs.
No, these are Hulk Hogan songs.
Oh, okay.
I thought Brooke covered it. Like Kelly Osbourne did Changes because it was a Sabbath song. So I thought Brooke did fucking Hulkster in Heaven because it was a Hulk hit. Number one on the Billboard charts.
Yeah, yeah. Not really my genre.
Yeah, it was a good one. How come you were late today?
There was a lot of traffic, and then I kept trying to park, and there were all these big trucks taking up all the parking spots, and then I realized why, because there's a bunch of people filming out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Where'd you park? How far away?
Oh, just a block or two, but farther than usual.
Was there a lot of traffic?
There was a lot of traffic.
What time did you leave?
3:30.
Okay. All right, that's a lot of time.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah. I was going to give you a spanking.
Well, you can still do that if you want, Chip.
Yeah, like that.
Just like that? All right.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's a front spanking, though. You got to lay on your back and he smacks your tits.
Oh, God. I hope he misses and hits her right in the backbone.
That's... Oh, hold on. We gotta... We're not doing this right. There we go.
You've been bad. Fuck. Hope we don't get flagged for that content.
I mean, it's pretty hot.
That was overtly sexual. Hope we don't get flagged for the dirty stuff.
That was the sexiest spanking I've ever had.
Trust me, I know how to be dominant.
Make sure you mark no, this is not for kids.
Yeah, heck no. I don't want anybody under 35 watching that. You know, it's kind of fucking sensual. You know. Yeah, I like to give a good spanking to a nice young lady when she's bad.
Just like that? Like how you just did it?
That's
open
the way
palm?
To do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
And then you hold it there for a second. You don't let it ricochet. You just gotta smack and keep it there.
I didn't do that. I was just kind of hitting it. I didn't want to leave it there too long because it would have been weird if I just did that.
Right.
And then started talking to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then she's not gonna learn a lesson.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That did hurt. I learned I'll never be late again.
Yeah, so. Please.
Especially when you do that.
What? I'm relaxing.
Oh, okay.
Relax those wrists.
Hope your husband doesn't get mad at me.
Well, we'll see. I don't know.
Cut this part out. God damn it.
I'm going to have a Chip Nick feud?
I hope not.
No, you don't want a feud?
No, I don't want a feud. What are you drinking, babe? Liquor?
Just water.
All right, cool. You're not drunk.
No, mm-hmm. I'm sober, Chip.
All right. Still, I don't want anybody accusing me. You like to spank and get spanked?
I'll take a little of either, to be honest with you.
Well, all right.
But yeah, no, it's nice to give a gal a nice little reprimanding.
Yeah, when she's bad.
Or and tell her she's a good girl. Yeah. Maybe I have a paddle at my house that says that.
What's it say?
It says good girl, so that when you get them real good with it, it leaves it on their ass.
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of in the thing.
Yeah.
That's what I think. You should have did the slap with the chippy thing and left an imprint, you know?
That's how you do it.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Plus, I can't even see it on there. I wouldn't even know if I was holding it right.
I know. It's hard to see unless you look really closely at it.
That'd be a great tattoo, babe. You should get this as a tattoo.
Yeah, where do you think I should get? Right on my butt?
Or on your back.
Or on my back,
your
real
whole
big.
Back. Chippison's face.
I'm sure Nick would love that.
How could he not? His pecker would never go soft. Like, God damn. I got a great hiney. I'm fucking having a few laughs with Chip.
Can we do doggy style, please?
Yeah.
Every night.
Oh, a Chip tramp stamp?
Yeah.
No, but a big one on the whole back.
Yeah, okay. Like a Cobra Kai logo on her back.
Yeah.
Whole back. Fuck yeah. I didn't mean to. I hope I didn't hurt you, babe. Sometimes daddy has to be firm.
It's okay, Chip. I'll sit like this for a little while.
Yeah, yeah. God knows. Yeah. I've had to do that when I was younger.
Yeah,
you get the little inflatable donut.
Isn't that for hemorrhoids?
Well, babysitting incidents.
Okay.
Yeah.
After a certain uncle.
No.
Usually they don't make those for high chairs. But.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they do. You'd be surprised.
This big.
Yeah.
Actual donut size.
Oh yeah. Yeah. My little feet were kicking. Little donut sitting there, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
It was an incident next door. I don't want to talk about it.
Time to make the donuts.
Yeah, let me get back there. Time to make the donuts. Little donuts back there. Yeah, my friends want to talk to you.
Is it wrong that I just want donuts now?
Yeah.
They think you're missing the point.
I might be a little bit.
You're going to love them.
What's your favorite donut? This is a great segment. Mark this. It's going to be a radio classic. What's your favorite donut?
Glaze. Just a regular glazed donut.
So you probably like fucking Krispy Kreme.
No. I refuse because of the hype.
Okay.
I've always been a Dunkin' Donuts guy. I worked at Dunkin' Donuts when I was 14.
For how many years?
Two years.
Okay, were you a good employee? Do you like a croissant?
Yeah, they get, especially when you get them freshly baked, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, they're really good. Yeah,
what's your favorite donut flavor?
Old fashioned.
Wait, what's your shirt say?
My hat?
You fucking, I meant hat.
Cakefarts.com.
God damn.
I remember those.
Is that a bunch of ladies farting on cakes?
Yep. The ladies farting on a cake, yep.
I saw a girl with one of the best hineys daddy ever saw farting on a cake.
Guys like it when you sit on cakes, too.
They do, yeah. I like that, too.
Cake by the ocean.
Great way to have a fucking birthday.
Yeah.
Cake all over the hiney. Give
you
it
just
a kiss.
Eat it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lick all the fucking cake off.
How would you do it?
You're going to be there all day at that
rate. He lets his neck do the work. The tongue goes out, the neck does the work.
It's like a little algae eater on the tank.
No, it isn't. You are. It's how you do, it's called turtle tongue, and the girls love it.
Yeah, we do. Just like that. Who doesn't want to look at that face?
Just lick the cake off like that in a little fucking pattern like that.
The zigzag?
Yeah, all the way down. And then way the back up the wazoo, I'll tell her.
Yeah. Eat cake like barnacles.
Like a nice piece of cake on a hiney. You do any weird fetish stuff?
I have played with a cake before, once.
What'd you do with it?
I almost sat on it, but then I just like put frosting all over myself and like dug into it. You don't like frosting, Chip?
Not on a lady.
No?
No.
The cake's okay, but no frosting.
No, not on a person. God damn it, I really should have said that better. Cut that out. All right, do the frosting again.
I covered myself in frosting.
I don't like that on any person, whether they got a cock or a pussy. Sorry, I said that vulgar.
That was really vulgar, Chip.
Yeah, this is a really dirty episode.
Yeah.
A lot of salty language, some sensuality. How fucking sexy was the spanking?
It was great. It was great.
Feel absolutely the sexual phenomenal. Attention.
Yeah.
I was happy to be on this end of it.
I know.
I understand getting to watch as the only administer. You know, yeah, I understand.
Watching the master at work.
Yeah.
Take a few notes.
That's what you got to do. You got to go like that, get your hand all warm.
Like Mr. Miyagi.
That's right. Remember when he was molesting Danielson on the fucking poor kid's got a sore leg? Oh, we get in there. Fucking playing with his little taint, getting a little stink on his finger.
Oh, God.
Yeah. What was your podcast, by the way, you were doing with two ladies? Who are they?
That's Alex and Kim. They do broad topics on Gas Digital Network.
Wait, were you their guest?
Yeah.
Oh, I just assumed the man should have the podcast.
Yeah, sometimes you got to give back.
What's it called?
Broad topics.
All right, they're probably going to beg me after this. I'll do it. What do they talk about?
Chick shit.
Yeah, fucking what?
Stuff.
Recipes and whatnot.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it's cold in here.
Bunch of fucking hens.
You hear what Goldberg said? Whatnot? Yep. Dre Behar said. Cooking.
Spot
nailed
on.
It.
Yeah, fucking.
Spot on.
Periods. The fucking. We have to drive across straight land. I couldn't.
Oh, Chip.
I fucked it up.
It's okay. Start at the periods again.
Let's get back into it.
Yeah.
Wait, you said, I said joy. I said whoopee. What did you say?
You said cooking.
Cooking. Periods. I'm going to have to drive across state lines.
There we go.
There we go. Nailed it.
That's the one.
Stuck the landing.
That's good. That's
right. Edit that together.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's topical.
Yeah.
Periods, what do they come after sentences?
Sometimes you are before them. It depends on what you do. All right, let's talk about Roe v. Wade. I know you're it should be the state's choice lady.
You know, Chip, it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. You thought they should have struck down gay marriage too.
Yeah, yeah. I think they also should have.
That's true.
Just get rid of birth control and just, you know, start popping babies out all
that's
the time.
Right.
Let's do it.
That's
you just spray and pray, baby.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely. The way God struck us with 40 days of rain, just wipe it all clean, like Sodom and Gomorrah. That's
just
what
like
I
that.
Say. You ever have a drunken abortion?
Yeah, I got one body on me.
Did you really?
Yeah. She split the money with me, though.
You
we went Dutch.
You murdered a baby?
No, a doctor did.
Yeah. You just gave a girl a ride.
Right, right, right.
You just provided the
I was
semen.
In the lobby watching The Matrix.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just laughing at her when she was limping out of there.
Smoking a cigar for not giving birth.
Yeah.
I was in the lobby eating a chicken parm going, this look like anything? Eh, reminds you anybody?
Wait, where'd you get the chicken parm? What company?
Chef Boy, I hope it's dead.
I was going to say, I couldn't think of one. How far along was she?
It was cooking a little.
Nine months?
No, oh, a few okay. months, like two.
Was she traumatized or was she all right?
She couldn't have given a shit.
Oh, yeah. She's a trooper.
Yeah, she was a good one.
Yeah, she sure is. She just pointed at the doctor, like, oh, now. Pointed, got it out.
I wonder why they don't bring up women on charges for miscarriages. Well, yeah, you did that.
Funny you say that. My mother thinks they should.
Yeah.
That's right.
Really?
We saw a woman have a miscarriage one time in a Walmart. Everyone was crying, holding the stomach. My mother tried putting zip ties on her and calling the police. My mother had been drinking.
Stand there and screaming, murderer!
Oh, she did. Yeah, murderess.
Murderess.
Murderess, and she zip tied the lady. Yeah,
just cuff
ugly.
A woman after she delivers a stillborn.
Yeah, everybody's crying, they're praying, and my mother's trying to drag the woman by her hair as she's bleeding on the floor.
Did you say this was at a Walmart?
It was at a Walmart. Okay. My mother's yelling, murderess, trying to zip tie her and drag her out, but she had zip tied her to a shopping cart. So the cart tipped over. It got really ugly fast. You know, Mara and I laugh about that now, but she got arrested.
Oh, your mom did. Not the girlfriend.
Not the murderer.
Not the murderess. Murderess. Also, I'm sure she was a whore, opening her legs, letting
That's
some
what
guy
my mother said.
There. I mean,
that
Jesus.
Was what my mother said.
What
if you were a good girl, God would not have punished you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some girls catch it from the toilet seat. And some girls have those immaculate conceptions.
That's right. Yeah, I believe
very clean.
Yeah.
I believe
Which I think that's what Jesus was, what Joseph was actually looking for that night.
Mm.
Someone to do a late term abortion.
That makes a lot of
That's
sense.
That's not very nice. It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, Chipper. Man shall not lay with another man.
Yeah, post-traumatic stress disorder.
No, just saying something that certain people in my body should have learned years ago. Peck a kisser. God damn, oh, there's a skirt on it. It's acceptable. Fool yourself. You ever have a girl get one?
Yeah.
Oh, I said that like, yeah. Were you bummed about it?
No. I mean, I've got two kids, so, you know what I mean?
All right. Yeah,
some of them have defied the odds.
Yeah.
Those two are great, too, you know, superheroes.
Those were the two that you should have kept. Worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had to get a few, too.
Yeah?
A few?
Yep.
Wow, Chip.
Yep.
Did you feel bad?
No.
Absolutely. That money could have been in an IRA.
There you go. Yeah, I've had to get seven with a girl.
Seven?
Yup.
What kept happening?
I would make love to her, and then the next day she'd come back and go, oh, I'm pregnant. And
the next day?
Yup, and I would be like, oh, we got to do something. And she would ask me to fucking peel off $1,000, peel off a fin and give it to her.
Chip, let me ask you.
Go ahead, babe. Talk to daddy.
How many times did this, like, when between each one, how long was it between each abortion she had to get? Between all seven.
All seven on one girl?
Yeah, but it was between February and March.
Chip, I think you might have been had.
No, I wasn't.
I don't think that you can only get pregnant once a month, Chip.
No, but she was pregnant. She would come in and go, oh, you did it again, Lyle. You're so potent. And I would give her $1,000 and she would go down and take care of it.
Yeah, she would go to Miami to take care of it.
Your friend usually gives them the money before.
Yes, he does. And those girls can't get pregnant. Luckily, neither can he.
Can't have a baby out of your mouth, right?
No, that's a great point. Or in your eye.
Hey, look, those Catholic girls really have something there.
Yeah, they do. They give up the hiney.
Yeah, that's smart.
Do you like the hiney sex?
I do sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I eat some gummy bears beforehand just to make sure we're all good. And then
why?
Keeps things all gummed up in there.
Does it?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't want to have a problem.
Oh, yeah, I have a problem.
There's a problem.
They come out with them like chocolate gummy bears.
Yeah. Hey, what's a gummy bear? It's a little Oompa Loompa now. I gave
it's a raisinette.
I had a girl one time while we were going to do it, and I gave her the wrong stuff. The wrong food, I think.
What did you give
Vegetable
her?
Vegetable juice and stew.
Oh, Chip. Yeah. That might have been a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened?
It was a problem.
Was it?
Yeah.
Loosened her up, right?
Yeah.
It's too loose at that point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once again, a shit joke on the Chippus and the other kid. I'm the king.
Dave, you ever have a girl shit on your dick?
Nah, I've never done anal, man.
Are you sure you couldn't just
Wait, you've never
not
done
tell?
Anal?
Never.
I have a feeling it matters what his answer was. You had that one in the chamber. Because he said no. I'm sure you could not tell? I don't do anal. You sure you didn't accidentally slip an empty shit on it? Sometimes you load one up and you're going to get it out no matter what.
Yeah, right.
That's what happened to that girl.
Fuck yeah. Seven times.
Nah, man, I have never done it. Like, I've tried it a few times, but, like, it just didn't work out, and I don't really want to do that to the girl, you know what I mean? Like,
you know before you know.
What
if
you
a
mean?
Girl, if a girl shits on your dick, you know before you know. Like,
the
pH balance of the room changes.
Yeah.
The air gets hot and thick.
Yep.
And then it's you don't even smell it. The air has something to it.
Uh-huh.
It gets thicker in there, like a sauna.
Yeah. Yep.
I had a very nice poster of Farrah Fawcett on my bedroom wall, and I looked up. She was doing this. Oh, no. Uh-huh. Something's happening in the room.
Yeah. I feel like it gets sticky, too. Like it becomes like Mrs. Buttersworth.
It's viscous. It's a viscous, weird feeling. Yes, it is.
Yeah, and then you like kind of back out because you don't want to just all in one shot and unplug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, and you get the old Rocky Mountain mud cap.
Yep. Well, I'll always yell something fun, like, go ahead, babe, give into my leg hair.
Who wants fondue?
Chocolate fountain?
Yeah.
Let's talk about other things. This is vulgar.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't hurt you.
No, it's okay, Chip.
Sorry, I feel terrible about my temper before.
I deserve it.
My temper
was
very
late.
Bad. Sometimes my temper gets away from me.
But look, I'll never do it again.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
It'll be something else. Don't worry.
I'm sure it will be. Where's your snacks?
You know what? I left them in the car. I had all these snacks to bring to share with everybody. I left them in the car.
You said you were going to bring them.
I know. I'm sorry, Chip. Am I going to get another spanking?
I'm afraid so. I'm afraid so. That was very bad.
Let's just get it over with.
Wait.
Is it in there?
Can you see it enough?
There you go.
There you go. You've learned your lesson.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that was a...
Hope I don't bruise you.
It's okay. I'm going to have to sit like this. If Nick asks, I'll just say I fell down.
Yeah, just tell me you fell on a toy.
It's always weird to get a spanking in front of company, too.
Right? This is my first time getting spanked in front of anyone.
Yeah, I know, but I've obviously done a lot of... I've done a lot of adult films and whatnot. Trust me. I've been here before.
Chip, how many adult films have you done?
71.
71?
Yep.
What did you do?
It was between February and March.
Yeah. No, it's funny you should say that, though, but it was with that girl.
Oh, so you spanking her.
I did spanking fetish stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also came in her because you got her pregnant.
No.
You got her pregnant just from spanking?
Yeah, she told me that what happened was, she goes, you tugging your peck a while?
Oh, no.
I go, yeah, I was. And she goes, I think you got a little in there, a little sperm under your fingernails. Yep, got it right in. I didn't know that could happen.
I mean, sperm can't swim far, so yep. I guess
seven times.
In a month.
Yep. Poor girl. I miss her.
It's a lot of abortions.
Yeah, it was seven abortions in a month. Would you get one?
Would I get one?
Yeah.
If I needed to, yeah.
Atta girl. Atta girl.
Yeah. I hope I don't need to.
Me too.
Never had to, so that's a plus.
Yeah, because don't use that as an excuse for being late.
Well, yeah. If I call you and I'm late on my period after the spanking chip, we might need to have a talk.
Or if you're like, hey, I'm not going to make it in, I had to swim by the clinic. Believe me, you will be penalized.
Now, you wouldn't carry it and just sell it afterwards?
And sell a baby?
Yeah.
Why
that's,
not?
That's brutal on your body, man.
What, selling a baby?
Having a baby.
Oh.
I don't want to be, I'm going to be honest with you. My qualms with having kids is, well, no.
Would
it's
you
also
say problems?
Qualms.
Oh, qualms. All right, qualm. I was like, what did you put a W in there for? Jefferson, ask your dad.
It's an Asian baby. You have many problems.
Cut that out. That's insensitive.
Sorry.
It's racist.
It's not their month, is it?
Pride Month.
Yeah.
Hence the
you
shirt.
Just can't make fun of gays.
Oh, okay.
Right, right now.
Cool. As long as we're good.
Do you go to the Pride rally?
No, fuck that shit.
Yeah, all right. That's what I like. Comedian first.
I fucking
no esteem.
Nobody. I don't need to see a fucking guy march down Sixth Avenue with his asshole out to fucking be confident in who I am. I know.
But it is fun to watch in front of the Merrill Lynch building.
The parade should go backward. They should all face backwards.
There was some sort of stampede, though, this past weekend.
Oh, no. What happened?
They thought that there were gunshots in Washington Square
Park. Oh, yeah, but it turned out to be firecrackers.
Yeah.
I felt terrible.
Yeah.
Set them off. I yelled, get down. I didn't mean to. I was just trying to be helpful.
Yeah.
I was just, skilly, get down. I threw a whole bunch of them. People were scattered.
He's telling everybody to dance.
Yeah.
Get down. Get
yeah,
down.
Exactly. I sure was. I started
beatboxing. No, it's not called the get down. It's called the down low.
No, get down. Like, get down dancing.
Yeah, get like down and boogie and whatnot.
But yeah, man, gay stampede. It was gorgeous, you know.
What were you saying, babe? I didn't mean to cut you off with my wit.
That's okay. I honestly forgot. It's better. It's probably for the
what
best.
What was she saying?
What was I saying?
I got distracted by your wit.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. I understand. Oh, yeah, I asked you if you went marching or whatnot.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't me. It was Zach.
Oh, okay. No, but there was something before you were saying. I happened to ask fucking Zachy.
Oh, I was talking about having
Zach
kids.
Zach or Zachy?
Oh, her qualm with having kids.
My qualm
with
having kids.
Oh, it fucks your body up.
Yeah, I don't. It fucking wrecks your body. It
you
wrecks
don't know
everything.
That. Have
oh,
you
my
done
God.
It?
Everybody I've talked to has told me horror stories. I don't want anything to do with it. I still don't want kids, but if I change my mind, I would adopt.
My mother got a C-section when she had me.
Did she?
Yup.
Were you a big baby?
They sliced her across there, but the doctor didn't know what he was doing, so he cut a T all the way down into the vagina, and he opened the whole thing up like Predator's mouth and pulled me out. Lamar always tells me I ruined the body.
Well, it's better than ruining the part where he goes in and out of.
Oh, that got ruined, too.
Oh, okay.
Because they had to slice all
the
way down.
All the way down the vagina and to the asshole.
Yeah, through the clitoris all the way down.
Yeah.
And just ripped the whole thing open and pulled me out sideways. I was a breech baby. Yeah. You know.
Was she trying to get a late-term back-alley abortion? Where did she give birth to you?
No, I wound up turning around because I was laughing at something in the womb. Oh, and my arms were out like that, like Superman. And
Superman.
My legs were out straight like that. And they couldn't get me through the canal.
Dude. That guy to come up with the C-section, Julius Caesar, like, do you understand how much of a homosexual he must have been?
Wait, is that who that was?
His baby was the first one that, like, he got a girl pregnant.
Is that why they call it a C-section?
Caesarean, yeah.
So it'd be a D-section if his name was Dan.
Yeah.
Isolate that as a promo.
But yeah, man, that guy definitely looked at it like, I had sex with that woman. Give me my baby. I don't care that she's dead. Cut her open.
Oh, she died?
She died giving childbirth, and Caesar was like, cut her open and get that fucking baby out.
Oh, was it a boy?
Yes,
it's Aaron. He must have loved her.
Who? The
lady.
Woman?
Yeah.
I don't think he cared for her.
I think
her
he
at
just
all.
Wanted the baby.
Yeah.
He wanted the
I
son.
Think he needed a son.
Needed an heir.
To continue plowing dudes.
Oh,
he was no longer.
Did he
here.
Like Pekka's?
I think so. I think he had sex with
we're
her.
We're just speculating. I don't want to get sued.
No, it's still their month, so they're good.
All right, but I don't want to get sued by his descendants.
Oh, yeah.
How would you know you're descended from him?
33 and me.
Oh.
So wait, when they cut it out, was Little Caesar hot and ready?
Yeah. All right, here we go with the Caesar jokes.
Little Caesar.
Wait, what? All right, I'm going to tag that. What? Wait.
You know, he liked to get his asshole licked, right? He was tossing a Caesar salad.
Tossing Caesar salad.
Wait, when they pulled it out, somebody goes, I didn't even know you liked orange, Jay, because what is this, like a cup of orange Julius or something of that nature?
That's fantastic.
I think you don't. I don't think you needed the that nature.
Yeah, you did, just to explain it in case they don't get it.
Yeah,
because Julius was his name.
People are stupid. You really have to explain jokes to them.
Yeah, you got to give it to him on a platter.
Chip knows what he's doing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fuck yeah, I do. We can riff all day on Julius Caesar's having a fucking C-section.
Mm-hmm.
All day, baby.
All day.
Oh, that's good. I got nothing left.
Nah, yeah, I got a few.
You got to know your history for this one.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do, Mark Anthony jokes all day? You know. Oh, shit. They pulled it out. They go, what is, I don't even have a, I can't wear a suit. I don't have a Tiberius to go in it.
This is like when the round of Jeopardy gets stale.
No, it's just cooking. It's cooking right now.
Something about Caesar dressing.
Wait, oh, yeah. Wait.
Dressing like a woman.
Wait. Oh, something about I, Claudius. Okay, we can just stop with that.
Yeah, I didn't know who Claudius was.
We'll pick it up as we go.
Yeah. We'll fix it in post.
Yeah, we're going to come back now. Come in off a laugh because I'll start something out.
One,
and
two,
a five,
three.
And a four, and a three, and a two, and a...
Son of a bitch.
I, Claudius, I'm glad I said it. That was fun. Got any pets, babe? Who's got pets?
I don't have any pets.
What do you got?
Two cats.
What are their names?
Seymour and Gus.
That's aww. Nice. Why Seymour and Gus?
Seymour is from...
let me guess. Little,
yep.
Nice. Seymour.
Suddenly Seymour.
Fucking Little Shop of Horrors.
Nailed
you
it.
You said Little Shop, and I figured of Horrors.
You got mm-hmm. it, Chip.
And Gus is fucking from fucking 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Gus is after Angus Young from AC/DC.
Nice.
Oh, Angus.
Yeah, because he had giant balls.
That's right. They're always bouncing to the left and to the right.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, that's true. You could have called them something else.
Big balls?
Yeah, my cat's Bon. my cat choke on his puke.
If Seymour starts to go blind, will you name him Seeless?
Yeah, wait. If he cuts his stomach on someone, you call him C-section. Wait. Wait a minute. If he becomes a horse and runs a race, you call him C-biscuit.
Mm-hmm. He starts to act like you all call him C-word.
Take it back. That was my favorite.
C-word, yeah. C-word.
He's ever on a boat, you can call him Seaman.
It's vulgar.
Oh,
cut
no,
that
no,
out.
Like an actual seaman.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I apologize. Insert seaman, it later. Yeah. Put it at the
he's
end
on
of
a boat.
The show.
Yeah, sorry, Chip.
Yeah, wait till the end. You're going to see the dirty joke we just cut out.
Okay.
Yeah.
C-word. Fucking Clitty.
That's a good name for a cat, Clitty.
Clitty's a great name for a cat.
Yeah, Clitty Kitty.
You ever have any pets growing up, Temp?
Yeah, there was a cat in the house when I was growing up.
What
was
his name?
My mom's Gizmo.
Gizmo's a nice, that's a cute name for a cat.
Yeah.
Little Gizmo.
Yeah.
Did he die?
Yes.
Oh, no. How'd he die?
Shot. Straight bullet.
Yo, dude.
What happened? Yeah, he was arguing outside an Applebee's.
No, my mom smoked the cat out. Like from chain,
cheaping up
chain
a ciggies.
Smoking, the cat got cancer.
Holy shit, the cat got a little cat lung cancer.
Oh,
cancer.
No.
Died. And my mom
the
got
big
the
C.
Yeah.
And my mom
big
got
C
the cat
Lizzie.
Stuffed. My mom
oh,
found a
that's
taxidermist.
No time to eat. Poor thing's got cancer. She bought him a last meal. What do you have? Tender vittles?
Yeah, so this cat still sits on the couch behind my
mother. How's it look? Mm-hmm. Rough?
Yeah, pretty bad. Yeah.
It's got to be old by now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That cat died. My daughter was 2004 that cat died.
Jesus.
So, yeah, it's stuff.
18 years old. And is there still a big lump over it where the cancer was?
Oh, I'm pretty sure they took that out. I mean, if you're going to stuff a cat, you might as well take the cancer out, you know, before you put the newspaper in.
Poor dead cats. Like, you could have done this before. This is the wrong order, lady.
Yeah, what'd they stuff them with?
I'm assuming it's what, newspaper?
How do they dry them out?
Yeah.
It's called taxidermy.
Let's see. What do they stuff with taxidermy? We're about to find out.
Poor fucking Gizmo. Death by Newports.
He dies of cancer. A little tiny hole gets opened up. His guts get sucked out. No dignity for that poor animal.
That cat was delivered to us by a Haitian in a box one day. Came knocking on the door like, yo, you guys want a cat?
Poor cat.
Yeah.
Newports or Salem's?
Newports.
I used to smoke Newports.
Really?
I believe it.
Menthols.
You used to steal them from Lamar.
That's right. Well, a lot of times he would just take them out of the ashtrays he would find.
Okay.
So he'd have a bunch of them in his pocket.
Okay.
And whenever he'd fall asleep, I'd reach in there and I'd pull out his ciggy butt. Mm-hmm. Take a couple of tokes.
Yeah, he kept it behind his ears. Like, don't wake daddy.
Yeah.
Try not to wake him up.
Yeah, I put one back. He got so mad. You know? It was still lit, you know.
Yeah. Lighting the match off his foot.
Yeah. He did have very ashy, hard feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you looking at, babe?
I'm looking up pictures of me? No, well, I wouldn't be shaking my head like this.
Had a girl, babe.
Looking up taxidermy. Apparently, there's a whole bunch of different kinds of ways they can do it.
All right. Top 17.
All right. Traditional skin mount.
They just mount the skin around something.
I guess. Yeah, they form it. It can be used by sculpting the animal first in clay. They're very long explanations.
Who the hell has time for that?
I know. I just want to see what they stuffed them with. Apparently, there's all kinds of shit going on.
All right. Well, by next week, be prepared.
I will plan on going
to visit my mom soon, so I'll take a broomstick.
Where does she live?
Philly.
But
I'm going to see if it's a piñata. Take a broomstick and whack it open. Maybe some Jolly Ranchers will fall out.
This whole time it's been candy.
Would it be funny if he was actually alive the whole time suffering? For 18 years he was just surviving on crumbs.
Yeah. I'm sure the cat spirit has to be in there.
Hasn't taken a shit in 18 years.
Oh, God.
Tummy hurts. Got a newspaper in him.
Which is weird because what do I do with the cat when my mom dies?
Throw it in the box with it. That's what I would do.
You save on one of those satin pillows.
You had to stuff her too. She could sit next to the cat.
Put a cigarette in her mouth.
Yeah. Put your comedy special on a loop. And just
she thought she was going to heaven. She's going to hell.
Yeah. Oh, no, not this shit.
Not again.
Oh, not again. I didn't even laugh the first time I saw it.
Just me telling a bunch of jokes about her sex life.
Do you talk about her sex life?
I used to, yeah.
Why? Was it very boisterous?
Yeah, I lived in a small house. You know
what
I mean?
Oh, you can hear it.
Single mom. Oh. So, you know, she dated a lot. My mom's a
lot of gentlemen callers. She was pretty?
Not a lot. I mean, more than obviously a married woman, but...
Yeah. Well, that's not necessarily true.
Yeah,
that is true. A lot of them are funny.
It was like a particular guy, though, Ricky. I had a situation like Lamar. I had a Ricky.
Oh, Ricky you had was to there clean for... it off when he was done.
Nah.
Oh, forget it.
I did. Ricky would go...
What do you have to clean it off with?
Sometimes the little white stuff would build up.
Oh.
Yeah, and it would be this
the truffle
thick.
Butter.
Truffle butter. But it would be from the helmet into the pubes, and I'd have to pick it off, and it would be that thick. It would dry.
Nah.
I used to make little figurines out of it.
Yeah, it's like the stuff that builds up on the side of bipolar girls' mouths.
Yeah, but it builds up on the back of
medication, dry mouth.
And he'd fall asleep, and he'd say, when I wake up, this better be gone. I have to go in there and pick it all off.
Ricky was there for like 6 years, off and on, but he would go to jail and come back and stuff like that. And I think the best thing... I forgot what I was just about to tell you guys about Ricky.
Was Ricky that he would give your mom a good one? Because
My mom had to tape sponges to the back of the headboard when Ricky was coming home.
Oh no,
he would make it dirty?
Oh, no.
Wait, to like...
To dampen the buffer of the headboard.
Oh, I thought when he...
Oh, so she would like tape sponges or glue sponges to the back?
To the back of the headboard to set up the impact.
Wait a minute.
It's dual purpose. It's easy to clean up the jizz. You just right at the headboard.
Is that what that's for?
Yeah.
All right, because my mother had three couch cushions deep between the headboard and the wall.
Oh.
God damn it.
It's a blaster. Although Ricky did like me because this
I know
was
why he
was fucking your mom. Well, here's the thing.
Exactly.
Ricky was a junkie. So Ricky, when he was on probation, the POs used to come to the house back in the day to check on you. And I would have to hide in the shower and drop urine. So like while the PO would wait in the hallway while he comes in the bathroom, I would already be in the shower to pee in a cup for him so that he wouldn't have to go back to jail for doing drugs.
Oh, why didn't you pee in the toilet? You sound like a very bad boy. They never found out?
No. I would have to stay in the shower, be really quiet, and the PO would stay in the hallway. They gave him privacy to go in and pee.
Oh, because they didn't know there was a child in there.
Yeah,
did he ever hold it for you? Oh, now?
Nah.
I had to do that one time to a cop.
I'm sorry, you had to pee into a cup or you had to hold it while someone else peed into
a cup?
I had
to pee. Both. I've done both.
Oh, okay,
I had to pee into a cup.
Mm. Why?
Because it was a party and Reggie thought it would be funny.
To have you pee in a cup?
Yeah, it was my Grimace cup.
Did you do anything with it after?
Yeah, he splashed it on me.
Oh, Chip. Wait, I feel like that's happened to you before.
Yes, it has.
Oh, no.
All right, that's the end of the show.
Oh, okay. What a place to end it.
What are you plugging?
July the 16th, Catalyst Wrestling comes back to Brooklyn and Sunset Park. July the 17th, Troma Dance Film Festival at the Mahoning Drive-In in Lahaina, Pennsylvania. Got a new movie coming out called The Secret of Cuck Island. Premiering that night. Come hang out. I would love to meet some people from the show.
Quick, can I be in the movie?
Well, that one's shot already, but we'll get you in something soon.
I'd love to be in it. I'll steal the show.
I know.
I'm Dave Temple on all social media platforms. Follow me and get ready for my new album. It'll be out shortly.
When's your record coming out?
Probably about another 3 weeks or so. I'm just doing all the compression and mastering. So this will be my third one. In the meantime, go listen to the first one and the second one. And the third one will be out for you in a few weeks.
Congrats.
Thank you, brother.
I want a tattoo of that so bad. It just says unity.
Yeah. We just look like Rocky and Adonis just now.
Yeah.
I really hope no one screenshots that and makes 1,000 memes.
No, because we'll look really fucking cool. We'll be internet famous.
You will.
All right, babe. Zealand.
Zealand everywhere.
Is underscore or what?
Only on social media. But you can just find me if you type in Zealand.
Okay.
Yeah, follow me everywhere. Do all the things. Subscribe to my YouTube.
Okay, let's count down. Pick a number, DT.
17.
17! 16! 15! Minus 11 is 4!
3! 2! 1! Chippie-ki-yay for the muckers!
Don't forget that spanking is wrong, but sometimes when things have to be done, you must take care of yourself.
Hey, what's up, party people?
Let's go!